Welcome to the Sufficiently Social Podcast, your ultimate guide to all things social media and digital marketing, made exclusively for women entrepreneurs and creators. I'm your host, Alicia Noel, a corporate marketing pro turned six-figure entrepreneur. Join me as we unlock the potential of organic marketing through the magic of storytelling and captivating visuals. Get ready to empower your journey with the knowledge, tools, and insights to thrive in the dynamic world of social media and organic digital marketing. Whether you're a budding entrepreneur or a seasoned creator, the Sufficiently Social Podcast is your compass to stand out, thrive, and conquer the online realm. Okay, sis, are you ready to get sufficient?
Hey guys, it's your girl Alicia Noel here, and I am back with another episode of the Sufficiently Social Podcast. And this one is one that is near and dear to my heart because today we're talking about managing stress from social media. Now, you guys know I'm a big proponent in self-care and ensuring that your mental health and clarity is put above everything else that you do. That's your job, that's your business, that's even sometimes your family. Because when we allow for things to affect us mentally, we are not able to perform in any of those areas to the best of our abilities. So today, I'm going to be sharing with you three ways that I manage and navigate stress with social media that I've done for myself, I've done to help alleviate the stress for my clients, and of course, helping those inside of the Sufficiently Social Society. But the number one thing that I think that you can do to avoid stress at all on social media is to step away from this burnout culture. We have made it a thing that you have to be online and present for the world 24/7. You have notifications going off probably right now as you're listening to this episode. And those constant notifications, those constant access to you can really lead to a crazy amount of burnout. And so we need to make sure that we understand that burnout is when we are at a place where we can barely function because of the amount of pressure and stress we've allowed for something to put on us. And so social media burnout definitely occurs. In 2021, social media stressed me out the most. And I will tell you guys why. I was the person who absolutely was against Reels. As you know, in 2020, as short form video became popular, a lot of the short form video was actually of people dancing. Now, I'll be very honest with you. I cannot dance. I am uncoordinated. If you guys asked me to get up right now and hit a few moves, you would be embarrassed. So don't laugh at me, your social media coach, because I cannot dance. But what I learned during that process, especially in 2021, was that every reel did not have to be dancing. Every TikTok did not have to be dancing. And those that caught on to that quickly are the ones who saw growth. But it didn't mean that short form video wasn't needed. I mean, I'm a professionally trained broadcast journalist. That's what I went to school for. So I'm very comfortable in front of a microphone, but I'm not comfortable doing things that I'm not comfortable with, like dancing. And so because I didn't want to do those dancing reels, I felt like I needed to overproduce all of the other type of content. I posted 2 and 3 times a day, almost all of 2021. And while I did see growth, it was very little growth, and I was at a max burnout capacity. There is this pressure that is innately put on us as creators, as small business owners, that we have to be online every day. And that pressure can lead to burnout, can lead to us wanting to end or quit our careers as either you're a content creator or a small business owner, because you feel like you can't achieve your goals without also pouring into the crazy of social media. There's also, you know, this constant, I need to be engaged with people. I need to be commenting, you know, giving likes and showing myself to other people. And what happens with that is we forget to pour back into ourselves. We forget that we need a full and healthy cup before we are able to give the overflow to others. I know there is a saying, and I'm going to mess it up, but that's okay. But What is inside the cup is for you. And so if your cup is never full, you have nothing for you. There should be this layer of overflow, meaning you have something inside of the cup and then it's continuing to pour and overflow. That is what the other people around you should be getting. And a lot of times they are getting what is in the cup and you are never refilling it for yourself. And so if you try to avoid burnout, it will help you on this journey and it will help you to actually have longevity on social media. So many people were so burned out. The thought of posting something, the thought of creating a reel gives them anxiety. And it's because they didn't create a plan that they could actually stick to. I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I really think are helpful for you to avoid burnout is you need to schedule your posts in advance. You need to pick a day where you can be fully dedicated to actually creating, putting the content together and schedule it in advance. Now, I do this 1 hour a week. I have a little plan that I like to call my content hour every Sunday, sometimes on Monday if we have holidays or if we're traveling. But that 1 hour a week I use to schedule things for the week and to make myself accountable. The other thing I would tell you to do is to create a schedule for when you are going to be online on social media. Your phone is on you all the time, but crazy enough, I'm a social media manager. I do not have notifications turned on for Facebook. I barely have them turned on for Instagram. I only get notifications for comments, for DMs, and if certain people go live, I get those notifications. But other than that, if someone likes the post, I don't get a notification for that. I don't get a notification if someone shares my post, even though I'm very excited when you guys do. But I know that those constant notifications would lead to excessive burnout. So limit the notifications that you get and just allow for yourself to just be. When you're online and you're present, you can check those notifications. But other than that, you don't need your phone pinging 24/7. You also need to learn to say no to excessive commitments. I love going live. I love giving to you all. But one thing I've definitely learned over the last probably 2 or 3 months is that saying yes to every single thing will leave me burned out. So no, I might not be able to go live with you. No, I might not be able to be on your podcast at the moment because I'm recording mine. But it's also these things that I'm saying no to so that I can say yes to myself. Because I need a Friday every so often to just lay on the couch and binge Netflix. And that is okay. It's just so important that we just avoid the burnout and allow for social media to be a place that we enjoy being. We also can be there and check a box, meaning you might have 20 minutes where you have time each day to go engage if you need to. Maybe you take a day off. But I want you to understand, if you never avoid the burnout, if you allow yourself to get there, you will begin to hate social media. And when you hate something, you're less likely to give it your best. And so I want you guys to think about that when you are really trying to manage the stress of social media. The second thing I really want you guys to do is stop the comparison game. I cannot say this enough. When you are scrolling, you see someone else just hit 10K followers. Someone hit 50K. Someone hit 100K. There's always going to be someone. I don't care who you are or what niche you're in. There's always going to be someone in your head, maybe going to think, my content's better than theirs. How did they reach this before me? I give better information. I'm more quality this. Why are we comparing ourselves to other people? Their gifts are not your gifts. The way that they say something is not the way that you would say something. And it is okay to actually celebrate them. There are many people in my niche who have gone to 100K, 200K and beyond, or maybe they had a, you know, $100,000 launch. I am clapping for them. And I know this is hard for a lot of people to believe, but I always believe when I see someone else do it, that gives me permission to do it as well. And so I don't have to be upset because the next person got something that I thought I should also get. I know that I deserve it. And I know that I will receive it as well if I am continuous on my journey. So what happens when comparison rises up is that you stop pursuing your own journey to look at and compare someone else's journey. You see their highlight reels and you are envious of it. Instead, think about what's all going on behind the scenes for them to reach that. Were they able to get a grant and then they were able to hire someone in their business who could help push their content further? Meaning they probably aren't on social media every day. I know a few people who are not on social media at all, but they've now hired teams to do it for them. And what I want you guys to understand is when you are doing it by yourself, you can't compare to what someone else is doing with a team of five, with a team of 10, or just one additional person. And so you need to really understand that we all have a unique journey on social media and we don't need to compare ourselves to others. Make sure that you allow for yourself to see that self-awareness. And when you start to feel, because you know, it kind of starts welling up in your throat. When you start to feel that envious, that comparison, what I want you to do is unfollow the accounts that trigger those negative emotions for you. There's no reason any account that you follow that you should see something that they post and immediately you're envious or you feel less than. Those are accounts that you want to unfollow or at minimum mute them. I have gone through a series of muting accounts for various reasons, but definitely if I ever felt like they were doing something that I should be doing or there was some level of comparison, I would mute or unfollow them so that I could get out of my own way. It's not that I have any ill will towards them. It's not that I don't wish them well, but it is that I need to get out of my own way. And I'm cognizant enough to know that this is a triggering account for me, that what they're doing makes me feel like I'm inadequate when I know that's far from true. And then I want you to refocus on your own growth and progress. Look at where you were last year. Just look. Had you even started your journey? Had you just gotten started and maybe had a couple of followers? Had you had a boost? Maybe you had something go viral last year and now you're in your head because you did hit the numbers, the 10K, 30K, and now you're seeing crazy low engagement. But still look at that progress and growth and understand that you have a journey that's still being written every single day. And so I really, really want you to think about that, is that what your progress is, has been, and how much further you can go 1 year from today. I'm actually going to mark this date, and I want you to go back 1 year from today, set a reminder on your calendar that says, this is where I was at a year ago. Take a screenshot and allow for yourself to see your own growth. And it will give you the positivity that you need to move forward. Every month, on the first of the month, I do a screenshot of my insights from the previous month. I do a screenshot of my page to see exactly how I have manifested and grown my account, even if it's 10 followers, even if it's a loss of followers. I still take that as something positive and something that I can learn and grow from, because my own personal progress is just that, my own. And I want you to view yours the same way. Stop that comparison game. And the last thing I want you to do is create content with ease. When we are so stressed on social media, I see people, especially women in the society right now, where I talk through my process of how I create, and they're like, but I can't do mine that way. And I don't want you to do yours the way I do mine. I want you to find the way that you do it in a way that makes sense for you, in a way that's easy for you. So you need to figure out what content creation process do you love? Do you like writing funny sayings? Do you like, you know, pulling scripture? Do you enjoy creating videos? Figure out what it is that you enjoy the most. And then you need a creation process centered around what you enjoy. What do you have fun with? What content really resonates with your audience? And you can do a quick little dive, look at your last year of insights to see what resonates. And then really be intentional with showing up for your niche, showing up for your audience, and allowing for them to see that form that you also enjoy. Because there's someone who enjoys receiving the form of content you put out. Some people just like to read quotes. That's all they look for on social media is quotes that they can share to their stories, quotes that inspire them. And then some people really enjoy videos. They enjoy when you're talking to the camera and you're giving them a little, you know, nod about this was my day, or here's some motivation for you today, or here's how you can cook X, Y, and Z. Figure out what form of content it is that you enjoy and that your audience will enjoy. And then you need to move forward with that, because I want it to be easy for you. When you nail down the piece that's easy for you, you can weave in the pieces that are a little bit harder for you, a stretch for you. You can weave those in slowly, but you don't have to make your full content creation process centered around those things that you absolutely hate. So imagine in 2021, if I had focused solely on creating videos that were not fun for me at the time, what I had to do was learn what type of videos were fun for me. And I will let you in on a secret. It's totally B-roll. I love to record what I'm doing in the moment, and I can put stuff to it later. But I also was a time period for me where I focused on carousels, which actually have grown me my biggest audience. And so I want you guys always thinking through what it is that you can create with ease, okay? That's so important. And then seek inspiration from other people. When you get past comparing yourselves to them, you can allow yourself to be inspired by them. And it may even be an opportunity for you to collaborate with them. When you have those speaking conversations, those lives, it actually helps you create more content. Maybe you say something that turns into a carousel or a reel later separately. Maybe you take the live video and cut it up and you make more reels or short form content. And it just allows for you to really get in a groove, and it will improve your overall well-being as a creator and as a small business owner. I want you to understand, when you avoid the burnout, when you stop comparing yourself to others, and when you create content that feels easy, you really can practice positive mental health on social media. You allow yourself to pour into your own self, and you allow for your listeners to see that you are taking an approach that they can also model and replicate themselves. So I want you guys to not be stressed with social media. And if for some reason you've listened to this episode and you're still feeling like you're super burned out, you have no content creation process, and you're always comparing yourself to others, I would love to serve you in Sufficiently Social Society. This is a group for women who are looking to build their online presence and truly show up as their authentic selves online and resonate with their ideal niche. The society was designed and birthed out of a need I saw for women, especially minority women, to have a safe space to learn how to build their YouTube audience, to learn what Pinterest is and why it can be valuable for them as a blogger or creator. We go through so many different trainings each and every month, and I want you to be a part of this journey with 100 plus other women who are looking to build and grow. Go ahead and visit iamalishanoel.com/society, and you'll get a special discount as a listener. Now, take this episode to heart. Allow for yourself to receive the information and know that you can have a good mental health plan, take the stress out of social media, and still show up. I want you guys to be your full selves, and that means you have to have a full cup. I hope that you take this to heart and that you allow yourself to move forward graciously and confidently in your social media journey. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If it really stood out to you, I want you to share it to your stories, and I want you to share it with someone else who's been going through this journey and feels burnt out as well. I know that they need to understand that if they avoid the burnout and the comparison, they can actually show up confidently as themselves. So I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Sis, that's a wrap on another episode of the Sufficiently Social Podcast. If you've enjoyed all the gems being dropped, don't forget to rate and like the podcast. Share this episode to your stories and tag me at @IamAlishaNoel for a chance to be featured. As always, don't forget, His grace is sufficient for you and all your wildest dreams.